Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As a British wrestling movie gets nominated for a New York Film Award, we chat to the man behind it, pro wrestler Charles Crowley. That's in just a moment. Plus, a major AEW star suffers an injury on Dynamite, and a Hall of Famer has responded to a snub from WWE. For Thursday, February the 11th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
We're done. We're wrapped on your cordially invited. I'm covered in blood, I'm exhausted, but I'm super, super grateful of every single person that has given their time to be a part of this. I'm just at a time when we've gone through 2020 of all years. So many people have gone through so many things, so many way worse than what I've gone through, but we have all been stripped, especially of what we love. We're not able to wrestle, so it was just a matter of what can we do. Even if you don't like it and it's not your thing, or you do like it, but you've got some wrestling content to watch that's super unique, then that's, I've won. And I think that's awesome. So I hope you liked it. And yes, welcome to the show. I have gathered you all here because you are some of the very best British wrestling has to offer. And I know what you want. You want to wrestle so badly, so very badly. And what I want is to put on a show. So, this is your chance. This is your chance to let off some steam, to get your hands dirty, to fight. The rules are simple. Last wrestler standing enters 2021 a winner. Let the show begin!
Cordially Invited is a short movie that was released on New Year's Eve last year. It tells the story of a group of British wrestlers who, after spending 2020 on the sidelines, gather at an undisclosed location to fight to the death. It stars some big names from the UK wrestling circuit, Ring of Honor's Session Moth Martinez in there, Progress champion Cara Noir, former Defiant stars like Visage and Kanji in there, among many other names. I am joined this morning by the mind behind the whole thing, pro wrestler, actor, writer, director, Charles Crowley. Charles, 2020 was a bin fire. So on behalf of all of wrestling, thank you for ending it on such a high with You Are Cordially Invited.
I'm so, so glad. I feel like it had to happen in 2020 because everyone was so, had gone through so much hell and we're still going through so much hell. And everyone was saying, I can't wait for 2020 to end. And I kind of thought, I just really want to do this and I want it to happen at the end of 2020. So we have something else to remember in 2020. We don't just remember 2020 for complete negativity, you know?
You have a bit of a theatre background, don't you?
I studied drama at University of Lincoln. And then from then I've been an actor for, well, ever since. So what's that, 2013? And I got, you know, finished my degree, got a dodgy headshot, dodgy showreel, dodgy CV, pulled it together, student films, all that. And then just clawed my way and got more and more experience. And I went straight into touring theatre. did theatre for a while, then did more film, did short films, then got some feature films, got some leads in feature films, got into some TV work. So I've worked across loads of different medias. And then it just got to a point where I thought, you know what, in between auditions, because obviously they come around once in a blue moon, and then you actually get the job once in a blue moon. I thought, how can I make my own opportunities? So I started writing and making my own films. I made short films, recently made a feature film that's now out worldwide called Drive Me to the End, which is I'm really proud of. So yeah, and I kind of had that. So during lockdown and, well, in between lockdowns and all that kind of thing in 2020, yeah, I just kind of thought to myself, what could I do? And actually then I thought maybe I could do something that especially the independent scene in and British wrestling in general hasn't seen before to this level of production quality, hopefully.
Where does professional wrestling come in to your ambitions and your drive to become an actor as well? When did the love of wrestling start?
Well, the love of wrestling started... What year was Edge v Undertaker WrestleMania?
Oh, gosh. 30...
Was that WrestleMania 27?
Possibly 27. So we're talking about 10 years ago.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was watching wrestling before then, but I remember that match really like hooked me. And I just kept watching it and I kept thinking to myself, because I saw it very much as like entertainment. I didn't see the technical side as much as I saw the story side. So I was like, I reckon I can do this. Like, and I just, the more and more I thought about it, the more I just thought, no, I really think I could do this. And also it looks really fun. And it's theater mixed with this like athleticism. And I was like, that's awesome. And I love theater and I felt quite comfortable with theater as well. So, yeah, I just kind of went to a session one day and I kind of, as everyone says, and it's true, you get hooked because it's so unique and so weirdly satisfying. And obviously then you realize that it's really, really hard and there's so many layers and there's a storytelling in it that I hadn't even seen as a viewer. And so you kind of get obsessed with mastering that art form as well and telling a story via that way. So yeah, and then wrestling's just kind of been that kind of, that live theater aspect of acting.
I'm gonna kill you.
Oh, not if I kill you first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh, can you remember the sort of eureka moment where you went, I know how I'm going to bring this together?
Oh, bringing it together was quite hard because it was just me. You know, I brought people on that were incredibly helpful and I couldn't have done it without them. But, you know, these things start with just you. And if you don't push forward, nothing happens. But yeah, I kind of had a think to myself and I thought, what can anyone do? Like, how long is it going to be until wrestling comes back? There was a tweet that someone posted that said something like, when wrestling comes back in 2021, there'll be no stars anymore because, you know, for whatever reason, a lot of people have left. And it's kind of like, and it's a good thing that a lot of them have left. We had this great cleanse. But within that, that means people, this person was quite concerned that there was no stars left, no draws. And I was like, whoa, hold on a minute. Like, I get where you're coming from because people have been established and now they're gone. But now there's loads of people, man. I could think off the top of my head, so many unique, talented, interesting, and most importantly, good people. Like, good, you know, this is a huge, huge key now is that, you know, you want to make sure these people are actual decent people. And that's one of the best things to happen from 2020, even though it's a hard thing to go through, because we have got to acknowledge that. And I thought, wow, I can think of so many people. And so I was like, right, how can I show that in my own way? And yeah, I kind of thought, what can I do? Filming's legal. That's a start. But I've got to make sure it's safe. So I did loads of research, got loads of paperwork, and I was like, okay, I think I can do this. And then it was a matter of convincing wrestlers to come along and try and get across what I genuinely think I could do, because no one's going to have been a part of something like this. People have been a part of maybe cinematic matches or filming stuff, but not like this. And who am I? Like, they know me. Some of them know me quite well, but they don't know what I'm capable of in this respect. So it was hard to convince people. It wasn't hard to convince people to come. it was hard to convince people that it was going to be as good as it ended up being. I thought to myself, yeah, I'm going to make something that allows wrestling fans to see their favorites, see their faces pop up and have that reminder of, oh, I forgot they're there. Oh, no, it's Gene Money. And all this kind of stuff. Like, you know, those moments give that pop. I didn't need a complex story. I just thought, you know what? Let's say it as it is. Charles Crowley is getting people together that some of the best that British wrestling has to offer. And, you know, to remind people just a shred of who we have. I had to pick a smaller amount because of COVID. There was loads more. And I kind of thought, let's do this and let's make it chaotic. Let's add my humor into it. Let's make it really unique and a little story to follow as well. You know, the story is Last Wrestler Standing wins, goes into 2020 as a winner. And everyone goes into 2020 as a winner. That's the thing. Like, this guy's saying hashtag BritWrest is dead. Everyone's saying BritWrest is dead. It's a classic saying. And that, fine, okay, if you think BritWrest is dead, I'm going to show you BritWrest is dead. I'm going to put the nail in the coffin and do it in my way. And in doing so, show you how creative and talented these people are and how unique every single person within this that I picked is. So unique, and they stand out on their own. And when they're all together in that shot, oh, gives me chills just thinking about it.
I've just been drinking my body weight in beer every day, lads, you know. No, but really, I have drank so much beer, I feel like I'm turning into it. My tears taste like beer. Taste it! Oh, delicious,
right?
You funded a lot of this, but you also did some crowdfunding, didn't you?
I did, because I thought to myself, there's also some justification in that. In that, like, look, if you all would like to see something like this, I didn't give much information either. I was like, just anything. And this is what I'd like to try and give you. Would you like this? And if you want to see it, then I can do it on this budget, which I think at the time was like, I don't know, 850. I ended up getting 1,200 from fans and supporters, which was amazing. And I was like, yes. And then I had a moment where I was like, huh, this isn't actually enough. Because like in the real world, that's a decent amount of money. But in film world, you know, covering all those costs, it's just not enough. So I ended up matching what I got in from fans, because I was I wanted to do this anyway, but the fans donating kind of made me think they want to see it. I knew they did. I was so sure about it, and that confirmed it. So together, it allowed me to actually make the thing.
Right, okay, guys, I know we're in the thick of it right now, but I just brought some snacks just in case anyone gets a little bit peckish.
Is there a moment from the production that stands out to you as something that made you smile?
It started off, and I have to do scenes in a certain order because of daylight and who was there and how we had to keep less people in a room to start off and didn't need to mix people. So I had to kind of do it quite specifically. And it was kind of edging towards halfway through the day until people could actually do some wrestling and have some like contact. So there was two moments in this that made me smile. The first one is, this is the brawl. This is the first brawl. And, you know, Elijah's in the middle, the protagonist, the one we're following. And one side roars, the other side roars, and everyone's in this room. It feels epic. And I said, just everyone, I just want you to fire up. Look, Elijah, look over there. You guys fire up. Elijah, look over there. Fire up. Charge, Elijah, clock, all this kind of stuff. And that happened. It was so, I was fired up watching. I there's a behind the scenes video, you can see it, and you can see both these great moments within it. That made me smile because it was so loud and so wild, and I'd never been a part of anything like that in film that's been that chaotic to, and I'm like, how do I control all of this? And I didn't want to. I let it go on for a while because we got so much great stuff from it. Wrestling's live. So I wanted to get a lot of stuff in one shot, and we got it. And it was epic. It's one of my favorite moments. It's so awesome. And that's what I wanted to get to give to fans, because they hadn't seen that in ages. They hadn't seen that. And you're not going to see that in that way either. So that was an amazing positive moment. Then during this chaos, there was this massive crash, and I was like, oh no, what's broken? And I just, again, in the behind the scenes, you can see I just crumble and like look at the ground because I'm like, no. And then I shout cut, and Big T is under a table and covered in pretzels. And everyone just stops and turns. And we're like, just confused. We're like, what? How? Like, he was covered in pretzels, covered in kit. So we went over, checked he was all right. He was like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm just worried about the kit. And I was like, how did this happen? And we watched it. He's literally just chasing Session Moff Martina. He goes off camera for a split second. This guy is obviously so huge and so tall. And then the camera comes back. I'm saying it's a split second. He's standing and then he's not. And he's covered in so much stuff. It was like the funniest thing. And he was so awesome about it. Because again, he's such a pleasure on set, such a nice guy to have there. And that was amazing. So there are my two standout moments easily.
Did the reaction when the video dropped, did it take you back?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, whoa. So I was expecting, and this isn't like taking a dig at fans or anything, I was expecting a lot of negativity because you're putting something out into a negative place. Like, people are negative and people are upset, and rightfully so. So much had happened. So the whole point of this was to kind of chip away at that. So I was hoping that enough people would be like, oh, this is awesome. You can tell that the effort's gone into this, and thanks for doing something a little bit unique or something like that. But I was also expecting people to pick it apart, and I was ready for it. And that's fine because, again, it's film as well. It's art. You're going to get criticism. But, like, I knew it wouldn't be easy. But I thought it would definitely help, especially when promotions come back. If we can chip away at the negativity, then it's a better place to put things out into and people can be more receptive. So when I put that out and the response was like insanely positive, like honestly, even if you can even call them that, the comments of negativity, they were so not even that negative. They were like, we still appreciate this. Like, and I think there was one or two I saw. And like those that didn't like it, that's absolutely fine. Again, it's art. There'll be people that didn't like it, but they didn't actually shout out or moan about it or anything. They just quietly kept to themselves because it's not, you're not going to please everybody. But the majority and so many people, they loved it. And I was watching it live with you know, a lot of other people on, I had it on YouTube and I was watching the comments pop up during it. And honestly, I was so nervous because up until that day I uploaded four versions because I kept making little tweaks. It takes so long to upload. I was freaking out. Cause I care so much about what I put out cause it's going to be there forever. And I was watching the YouTube comments and I think it said like, about, I don't know, a minute in, you know, Elijah's looking at this monkey outside a tent in the middle of nowhere. And there's a comment from someone on YouTube just saying, I don't know what's going on, but I already fucking love this. And I was like, that's amazing. I'm so happy. And like, I was getting messages during it and watching the YouTube comments and then people like genuinely popping for the surprises. Cause obviously wrestling, a huge part of it is like the moments that you don't expect. So yeah, the reaction was amazing and I couldn't be happy. And I'm so glad people enjoyed it. That's the main thing.
And there has been some rumblings from a film festival in New York. We have to give this a little nod, don't we? We have to mention this because this is ace. So what's this all about?
Yeah, honestly, I just think that's so funny because like as a film, obviously I was always aware that like I'm putting my own money into this and it goes on my record as something I've written and directed and produced. And I'm very proud of that, but it was very targeted for wrestling fans, especially British wrestling fans. I thought it would appeal to people outside because it is more of a commercial appeal than maybe some hardcore indie matches because people, you know, that don't know much about wrestling, they know Hulk Hogan and all this kind of stuff. And it's all these big, large, dramatic showcase kind of vibe. So I thought, you know what, people outside will enjoy it, but again, a lot of people might not even know the people involved. So that was a big point of the film, is like trying to introduce these characters, even if you do know them, get their stuff across, get who they are across. And clearly we did that well enough because this film festival in New York, it gets official selection in there. They take it in amongst all these other films where, you know, there's all these different topics that relate to the population. And then there's You're Cordially Invited. It's a bunch of, they're like, what on earth is going, I cannot fathom from someone that has no idea how it's perceived. Like, there's, like, okay, so this creepy guy has pulled all these random people in leotards around and tights and all this, and they're just going to fight, and fight in a very unique way as well. Like, and then, you know, it's wild. And then, yeah, not only did it get official selection, but it made it in. I got like an email. It's like, oh, it's made it into the semifinals of best film category. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I got an email 2 days later. It's like, oh, no, it's made it into the finals. It's in the finals for the category of best film. So, and which is wild because you'd never expect it to win best film because the character development isn't as necessary because the fans know these people. So it's just enough to allow it to be clear. Whereas like a film festival, they're probably going to want to know a bit more about all these people and what's going on rather than just this crazy event. But they loved it and it got all that way and they appreciated it for what it is, probably very confused and scratching their head during it, but they probably left thinking, you know what? I enjoyed that and I don't know why. And if that brings more eyes into wrestling, then that's a win.
Does it inspire you to do something like that again?
Oh, here we go. So yeah.
I was going to ask you, Charles. Got to know about a sequel.
I tell you what, the moment I finished it, I was like at home and I was so exhausted, like mentally as well, because it was like 3 months of work in total. And I was like constantly like working with my sound editor and it was so stressful. It worth it. But I tell you what, you know, obviously money was spent and I put it out for free on purpose so everyone could have access to it. And that was absolutely worth it and I stand by it. But I'm putting money out and I'm expending a lot of mental strain and all this. So I was exhausted in that moment. I was like, I don't know if I can do that again. But I tell you what, regardless, I've made that. And it came at a really hard time for people. And if that's a one and done, then I'm proud of that. But as time goes on, you know, the artist in me is, the cogs are turning all the time. And I think, cool, I've got a great idea of how I could do another one. And it's just a matter of if the funds were there to do so. Like, you know, obviously I'd put the feelers out at some point and see if people were interested and anyone was interested in donating to this to make another one happen. And maybe we can make a bit more of it. Maybe we can, yeah, I don't know. That there's a lot of things to consider, but would I love to do another one and make it even more unique and step up my game? Then absolutely yes.
I knew it! I'm turning into Victor!
If people haven't seen it yet, how can they see it?
You can see it by going onto the website www.youarecordiallyinvited.co.uk. And it's also on Charles Crowley YouTube account. But if you go onto the website, there's the film there. And if you scroll down, there's the behind the scenes once you finish watching it.
So the full experience is on the website, isn't it, really?
The full experience on the website, yeah.
I speak on behalf of British Wrestling after an awful 2020 to yourself, everybody that came together, and you for writing and putting that whole thing together. A massive thank you. Because it sounds like hyperbole to say it, but I think you've gone a long, long way in restoring greatness to British wrestling once again after an awful year. Like, that was what we needed. It was cathartic, it was exciting, and it gets us ready for 2021, whatever this year brings. So on behalf of British Wrestling, sir, thank you for You Are Cordially Invited.
I'm so honestly, that's the best thing I could possibly hear. That's honestly the best thing I could possibly hear from doing all of that. It makes it all worth it. So thank you so much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Taking a look around the wrestling world this morning, Cody Rhodes suffering an injury on AEW Dynamite last night. He was in a tag match with Lee Johnson facing Peter Avalon and Cesar Bononi, and it looks as if, according to the medical experts at AEW, that Cody Rhodes suffered a slight tear of his left rotator cuff during his tag match. Now, according to them, his current status is TBD. Of course, he is part of a big tag match where he will team Red Velvet to take on Shaquille O'Neal and Jade Cargill on the 3rd of March. Hopefully, all will be well for that one. On the latest Wham Wednesday on the WWE's Twitter account, they asked people who did the best Spinebuster, and there were photos of many wrestlers doing the Spinebuster: Drew McIntyre, Robert Roode, The Rock, Apollo Crews, Mercedes Martinez, Ron Simmons, Batista, Triple H. Arn Anderson, the master of the Spinebuster, was not included in that list. Anderson responded to this snub by the WWE poll, tweeting, "Huh, seems like someone's missing. A lot of people have agreed with him, including WWE star Xavier Woods, who tweeted, I know it's all personal preference, but I think I land on the Simmons slash Anderson for this one." Obviously, Arn Anderson's AEW, which is why they didn't mention him. But if you're going to do a list of Spinebusters and for whatever reason not mention Arn Anderson, maybe just don't do a list on Spinebusters. That's the easy way around that, isn't it? Update on the AEW Women's Eliminator Tournament. The Japanese brackets are getting started on Monday. You'll be able to watch it at 7 p.m. Eastern on AEW's YouTube channel. Yuka Sakazaki facing Mia Suruga. We'll see Venny taking on Imi Sakura. Aja Kong in action against Rin Kadokura. And Ryo Mizunami taking on Jim Cornette's favourite wrestler, Maki Ito. So there's been some wonderful back and forth between Ito and Jim Cornette. After Jim Cornette made some comments about Maki Ito online, she responded in kind. She's good like that. 7 o'clock Eastern, you'll get to watch those matches go down on the YouTube channel for AEW. MLW Fusion last night. World middleweight champion Lio Rush became a double champion. He won the AAA World Cruiserweight title. He is the first interpromotional double champion in the history of wrestling. AAA and MLW are in discussions to do more stuff together. One of those things may even be a Rush Laredo Kid 2, which could be happening very, very soon. Christian was on the bump talking about all sorts of things in terms of when we'll see him back. There is a lot of speculation that he'll now take on a part-time schedule with WWE. He has said, no decisions have been made. I'm not sure at this point. We'll just take it day by day at this point, which would normally mean he'll probably turn up on Raw on Monday, no doubt. The Dusty Cup finals are set for NXT Vengeance Day. In the men's tournament, it will be MSK facing the Grizzled Young Veterans. And in the women's tournament, it'll be Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai facing Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon. Also for Vengeance Day on Sunday, Johnny Gargano defends the North American Championship against Kushida. Io Shirai will defend the women's title against Toni Storm and Mercedes Martinez. And Finn Balor will face Pete Dunne with the NXT Championship hanging in the balance. We'll do full predictions for Vengeance Day on the YouTube channel, and you'll have live reactions on our Cultaholic YouTube channel on Sunday as well, plus what happened at and Vengeance Day graded. Impact Wrestling have themselves a brand new show coming soon. Behind the Impact is going to air on Tuesday nights from 7 p.m. Josh Matthews says it will feature in-depth previews of the biggest matches, exclusive interviews with Impact Wrestling stars, and behind-the-scenes access that you won't see anywhere else, as well as an exclusive match each week. Scott D'Amore says Before the Impact will be Impact Wrestling's version of a pre-game show. Fans have been asking for more Impact action on Access TV. We are excited to debut a new show and a brand new format as well. And some little jibes, some loving jibes in the Nemeth household this morning. So the brother of Dolph Ziggler, Ryan Nemeth, was on Dynamite last night. Only the second time he's ever appeared on Dynamite, in a loss to Pac. Big love between the brothers, as Dolph Ziggler was sharing photos on Twitter of his brother in screaming pain whilst locked in a submission move from Pac. Good, wholesome, brotherly banter. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, NXT graded and AEW Dynamite graded with myself and Jack, respectively. On the Cultaholic Twitch stream, Sam Driver is back playing some Yakuza from 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. I love Yakuza. I especially love watching Sam play Yakuza. I think that adds to it for me. On the Cultaholic podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps dropped yesterday, featuring one of the stars of You're Cordially Invited, which you heard about at the start of the podcast today. Gene Money not only talks about Cordially Invited, but discusses his journey through British wrestling, building a wrestling brand, and the state of the industry going into 2021. And he also talks about who'd win in a fight between his dog and his cat. So whether you're a dog or a cat person, you may be deeply offended by the podcast this morning. Go check that out and see how offended you get. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.